This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1826. The Rebbe starts it a little bit different than usual when he addresses. The Rebbe says, Hanichbod v'hanoyim. If I am siphoning the abbreviation correctly, which means the honorable one and the pleasant one. This is not unusual how the Rebbe would start, but here it is, the Rebbe starts in this way. The Rebbe gives him a lot of Marina Shloima Zalman Sheyichya Hecht. Shalom Avracha. So here, he's asking the Rebbe a question. You know, and generally we try to refrain from introducing any new ideas, making any changes. You know, we stick to the old. And there is actually an expression brought down from the Chassam Sofer. You know, in the Torah, we know there is the law of the new grain. It's called Chodosh. Chodosh, the new grain, you have to wait until Pesach, till the 16th of Nisan, before you can eat from the new grain, and then you have to wait for the Shtei Lechem, for the barley, for the wheat, but it's called Chodosh. So they borrowed that term, and they said, Chodosh Asur Min HaTorah. Something new is prohibited in the Torah, which means people were trying to make a new rule here, a new rule there, changing things around, and always the general overriding decision was, if it's something new, keep it to the old ways. Don't introduce new things into the custom traditions. But in this letter, the Rebbe says that in this case, this is Chodosh, which is obligated from the Torah. You should do. I mean, the question that he asked is, the person that leads the services, you know, the way it's set up, you start with Ashrei. But before Ashrei, for Mincha, for example, you start Ashrei. But there is a section in the Siddur that everybody is supposed to technically say by themselves. So he asked the Rebbe, he wants to institute that you should say Vaidaber, that's the portion that you say for yourself, do it by the person who's leading the services. And the same thing the Rebbe says on Friday, there's also extras. Over there you say Hoidu and Pasuch Eliyahu. Those are extra prayers that we do, a piece of the Zohar, a piece of the Tillim. And he asked that can he introduce that so that the one who starts the services should start from this, so in that way, all the people, the congregation, they will say this. So the Rebbe says, for sure, this is proper, because that should be careful. People don't forget at all that you say that. And the Rebbe said, such a kind of new custom is okay. That's okay to come up with in that. And the Rebbe says, with blessings for good health and much success in your general, communal, and personal activities, k'sivach simetoyva, for you and your entire family, may they live.